This session is called Career Change. Changing career paths is indeed one of the most important steps a person can take in his or her life. It is a decision that has the potential to shake up not only your work routine, but also your own perception of yourself. Suddenly, you find yourself at a point where you are wondering what you really want, what fulfills you, and which ambitions you may have sort of hidden under the carpet on your journey through life. And hand on heart, we rarely realize that a career change isn't just about the job itself. It's all about you, your courage, determination, and willingness to step out into the unknown. However, this process is much more than just preparing a CV and looking for job ads on job portals. Changing careers is a journey full of exploration, discovery, and sometimes more or less drama. The first step is often the question, why do I want to change? Whether you are motivated by a stagnant work environment, the need for new challenges, or simply the realization that you don't feel fulfilled in your current role, this reason is worth careful thought. Perhaps you're frustrated by the endless repetition of the same task. You doubt yourself, or you dream of getting up in the morning with joy and not just the urge to drink a second cup of coffee to even get through the day. Changing careers often comes when we realize we've stopped growing or that something important is missing, meaning challenge, or more room for creativity. Then there's the next stage, exploration. It sounds like something adventurous, and in fact, it can be. Career exploration is the stage where you retune yourself to who you are, what you want, and what you enjoy. And this is where we need to be especially careful, because it's easy to slip into the traps of self-doubt. Am I too old for this? Do I even have the skills? What if I fail? These questions are natural, but they must not stop you. On the contrary, take them as an opportunity to explore your dreams and values more deeply. You may find that you've always been drawn to something very different than what you're doing now, or that you have a lot of unrealized potential just waiting for the right opportunity. Of course, thinking about the future is important, but we should not forget the past either. What has been your professional experience so far? What has it given you and what has it taken away? All of this plays a key role when considering what to do next. Ask yourself, what has mattered most to me at work? What do I really enjoy about my current role? What would I like to do differently? Having clarity about the pros and cons of your current profession is important for two reasons. Firstly, it helps you understand what you are looking for in a new role, and secondly, it helps you clarify what you don't want to repeat. It should be noted that it is not easy to change career paths. Sometimes it's like standing in front of a huge mountain that you need to climb, but you're not sure if you'll see the view at the top or just more hills to climb. The process can bring mixed emotions, from excitement to doubt to fear. But that's okay, because major changes in our lives usually don't come without a little nervousness. One thing is true, though. The more you prepare for the journey, the less chaos you'll bring with you. The very act of changing careers is like a training ground for personal development. You'll boost your confidence, learn to overcome obstacles, and you may find yourself capable of much more than you ever thought. As a first step, answer the following questions. What do you find most satisfying in your current profession, and what do you find least satisfying? This question will help you identify the positive and negative aspects of your current job, which will allow you to better understand what is important to you. Which values are most important to you at work? Think about what motivates you and what is indispensable to you at work. What would you like to change or improve in your career? This question will allow you to define the areas you would like to develop or that are lacking in your current job. What professional role would you want to try if you didn't have to consider any obstacles? Letting your imagination run wild and envisioning your ideal profession may reveal hidden desires and goals. What skills and talents have you acquired during your career that you could apply in your new profession? improve self-awareness and increase confidence in your abilities, especially in relation to transferring knowledge to a new field. When was the last time you felt real joy in your work and what caused it at that time? Recognize specific moments when you were happy at work, which can provide valuable information about your ideal work environment. What's stopping you from changing your profession? Become aware of the fears and barriers that may prevent you from making the transition and consider whether they are justified. What examples from the past confirm that you are able to overcome challenges and change? Recall situations where you were able to overcome difficulties, which will boost your confidence for the upcoming change. What impact would a career change have on your personal and professional goals? Clarify how a change could help you achieve your long-term goals and what you would gain from it. What would you want your career path to look like in 5 years if you decided to change? Let's take a look at the specific steps you should take to make your decision truly yours. Exploring personal qualities and abilities and self-reflection. Focusing on exploring your own qualities and abilities is like embarking on an adventurous trip full of discovering the treasures of your inner self. It may sound a bit philosophical, but the reality is even more interesting. What if you already have skills and talents within you that are just waiting to be discovered once and for all? And what if these very skills that you may consider ordinary may be what opens the door to greater happiness, success, or fulfillment? Stop for a moment, and instead of looking out at all the shining examples of others who seem incredibly unique and successful, how about taking a moment to look in the mirror? Yes, right there. That mirror that up until now may have only shown you your hairstyle or waking up after a rough night. But this time, we're going to look a little deeper. It looks simple from the outside, but once you look inside, you'll see how much is going on. Self-reflection, which is actually the first and most important step to finding out what qualities and abilities you actually have within you. All it takes is a little bit of willpower and a willingness to look at yourself from a different angle. You stand in front of the mirror and ask yourself simple questions. What am I good at? What activity do I do well without having to think about it? When was the last time I felt happy because I accomplished something? This perspective leads to a deeper understanding of what motivates you, what drives you forward, and what obstacles are holding you back. As you begin to discover the answers to these questions, a map of your potential will slowly begin to emerge. This is where SWOT analysis comes in. You must have heard of SWOT analysis in business, right? But if not, no worries, I'll explain. It is a method that helps you divide yourself or a particular area of your life into four parts: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Does that sound like a boring spreadsheet? Not at all. Let's translate this into practical life. Take your ability to communicate. In your strengths, you might write, "I can listen and empathize with others." Weaknesses might include, "Sometimes I'm afraid to speak my mind lest it upset relationships." What about opportunities? You may conclude that better communication opens up new opportunities in both your career and personal relationships. And the threats? These may be, for example, the fear that your low confidence in communication will lead to missed opportunities. See? You don't need an Excel spreadsheet, just paper, a pen, and your courage to be honest with yourself. All right, but now how to do it? The process of conducting a SWOT analysis is simple but requires a certain amount of concentration, patience, and a willingness to look at yourself or your situation from a slightly different perspective. I would break the whole process down into a few key steps that will help you achieve maximum impact and have fun at the same time. Yes, even serious analysis can be fun in its own way, trust me. But before you get started, prepare your space. And most importantly, your mood. Yes, mood is important. But for now, sit back, grab a pen and paper, or get on the computer and let's get started. Before you start mapping your world, The first step may be the simplest of all, but it is also one of the most important. Find a quiet place where no one will bother you. Ideally, a place where you can't hear the radio, the TV, the neighbors shouting, or the phone ringing every 5 minutes. Quiet is the cornerstone of being able to immerse yourself in your own thoughts and concentrate as much as possible. Once you have the quiet environment sorted, prepare everything you need to hand, that is, especially paper and pen. Old timers might enjoy the classics right now, whereas modernists will reach for a laptop or tablet. Whatever your preference, the important thing is that it's ready and functional. Before you put the first question on the paper or screen, take a moment to clarify what you actually expect from this analysis. Do you want to better understand your capabilities? Do you need to identify the aces up your sleeve for your project? Or are you looking for obstacles that are holding you back and need to be removed? This initial reflection can give you better direction because SWOT works all the better the more specific the goal you set. So, close your eyes for a moment, take a few slow breaths in and out, and then set a clear vision of why you're doing this. Now you're ready. The magic of four sections. Now begins the fun part, the analysis itself. It's going to be a bit like putting together a puzzle, only instead of a picture of a landscape, you're building a picture of yourself. The first practical step is to create four basic sections, so divide the page into four parts: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. You have several options to choose from. For example, you can draw a table with a cross in the middle of the page and create thematic four quadrants. On paper, this will look like four boxes, each with its own name. If you're working in a digital environment, I recommend creating a classic spreadsheet in Word or Excel. If you like to play around, you can use color to give it some style. But whatever method you choose, the main thing is clarity. This is because you'll be writing your thoughts, ideas, and notes in these sections one by one. Strengths. Let's start cheerfully, positively, and with what you're really good at. Strengths are the things, skills, or characteristics that bring you success and at which you excel. Think of yourself as a superhero. What do you do better than most people in your area? What skills do you have? What do you really master in your life that you could be an inspiration for others? What skills and knowledge have you gained in your current job, and what are some of your greatest strengths now? What has led you to success in the past? What particular skills or qualities were essential in this? What specific accomplishments do you boast, and what can you learn from them? In what ways do you feel strong, and what gives you confidence in doing your job? What positive qualities help you interact with others? Just don't be humble. Now is the time to make yourself the star of this section. Weaknesses. Turn your Achilles heel into a challenge. Now we move to the dark side of the moon. Don't worry, it's not as bad as it sounds. When you look at your weaknesses, the idea is not to subject yourself to criticism or prove to yourself why things aren't going your way. On the contrary, the goal is to realistically assess what could be improved or what not to build your new career on. What areas might need your attention? Where are your weak points? Do you tend to procrastinate when the going gets tough? Or do you rely on skills that might not be polished enough? What skills would you like to improve or learn to be more successful? What situations in your current job cause you frustration or stress? How might they be related to your weaknesses? What fears or anxieties are holding you back from advancing in your career? Become aware of where these fears stem from. When was the last time you failed or succeeded? What did you learn from this experience? What stereotypes do you have about yourself that may be limiting you? It is important to become honest with your reality and take it as an opportunity to change. No shame, just an opportunity to grow. Opportunities. you will discover a new juicy pasture. And now comes the real adventure. The opportunities section is like looking at the world through binocular with pink lenses. It's about finding situations, conditions, or opportunities that can help you grow, develop your strengths, or combat your weaknesses. Open your eyes and think about what can be leveraged in your surroundings. What changes or trends in the market could play in your favor? What opportunities do your current skills or contacts offer you? Are there new technologies or methods you could learn to gain a competitive advantage? Who in your professional circle could offer mentoring, advice, or other forms of support? What changes in the job market could create opportunities for your career? Are you fit for something? Maybe it's a new collaboration, a new course, or even a bold decision that looks scary but promises big improvements. Threats. Don't be afraid to map the minefield. The last part is about looking at potential obstacles realistically and without rose-colored glasses. What external factors could put your goal at risk? Are there risks that could slow down your progress? Are there any influences that need to be dealt with now? What attitudes or trends in the employment market could affect your position? What are your biggest concerns about changing careers? How can you deal with them? What are the potential barriers you might encounter when transitioning to a new profession? How might you prepare for potential setbacks or uncertainties in your search for a new career? Is there anything else you fear or doubt? Whether it's the economic situation, changes in the company, increased competition, or just personal stress, it is important to remain calm when analyzing threats. This step does not lead you to fear, but rather to prepare and arm yourself to overcome potential problems. It's done. What's next? Once you have completed your SWOT analysis, let the picture you have just created lie quietly in front of you for a while. Take the time to really look at it. At first look, you may only see variously ordered lists of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, but look more closely. You have just created a map of yourself. And it's not just any map, it's your compass. Now ask yourself the question, what are you going to do with that beautifully written knowledge? Will they become just words on paper that slowly get covered by dust and time? SWOT analysis is not the goal. It is a means. It will help you make a decision. Suddenly, you know where you want to go and what you need to do to get there. The door to your new career is now open. You have a plan. You know yourself. Go through completely all the questions that you have noted down and that you are now going to ask yourself, not once, not twice, but several times, to make sure you are not making a decision based on rashness or impulsive emotions. Initial considerations and motivations for change. Review and analyze everything. What are your reasons for changing careers? Unsatisfying work environment, searching for better job opportunities, personal interest in another industry, desire for a better or more flexible career path. Completely different reason. What is it? What does your current profession not bring you? What would you like the new profession to bring to you? Be clear about your values and priority goals. Once you are clear on the reasons and fully aware of the emotions that accompany you on this journey of change, you actually have the most important foundation behind you. And that's great news. Congratulations! You have taken the first step, which is often the hardest part. But now it's time to move on to the next phase, the actual planning. Once you've made a clear plan, it's as if you've taken the steering wheel of your life in firm hands. So get your paper, pen, or whatever form of organization works for you, and let's think together about how to build that plan for change. Let's start by identifying specific steps that will lead you to achieving your goals. Principle number one, be realistic. It's great to dream of huge goals like becoming an astronaut by next month, but hand on heart, unless you have years of training, knowledge of physics, and nerves of steel behind you, you're probably going to have to wait a while for this. But that doesn't mean you should give up. It's just important to break them down into smaller, achievable steps that will help you move forward. Now it's time to set goals. The key is to formulate them precisely and clearly. Don't settle for unclear goals like, I want to be happy. That's a nice ambition, but how do you measure it? For example, it's better to phrase it simply, I want to go to a job I love every day. Do you see the difference? This kind of goal is specific and achievable. Plus, it gives you clear steps you can take today. Don't be afraid to be extra creative when looking at your plan. When making a plan, remember another important principle. Be kind to yourself. We often tend to be hard on ourselves and expect the impossible from ourselves. It's your journey, and you have the right to manage it your way. Now, one little trick that works for most people. Give yourself deadlines. Yes, I get it. Deadlines aren't popular, but they have their charms. If you say to yourself, for example, I'm going to go on 3 interviews by the end of the month, you'll naturally focus on fulfilling that commitment. Whether you do it on Monday morning or Sunday night is your business. What's important is that you know that fantastic feeling when you successfully accomplish something. Finally, and this is extremely important, remember to appreciate your efforts for every step completed and every success. Have you taken the first step and mastered it? Great! Bake yourself pancakes, buy that book you've been wanting for a long time, or simply congratulate to yourself in the mirror with a big smile. Small rewards will motivate you to keep going,